What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK, and I am here with another podcast episode on Working the Dash. Listen, I just want to ask you a question. I want to know, what would you do if you could just pursue your passion? Meaning, if you had all of the money in the world, money was not an object, all you had to do was show up every day, what is it that you would do? That is called the pursuit of passion. And you know what indicates passion? It's how we act upon our desire to do what keeps us awake at night. Yes, that fire that burns within, that passion that comes, that you just can't shake it. You cannot shake the one thing that keeps coming back to your mind, regardless of what you do in your life that is impactful, that invokes social change, and that allows you to give out of yourself and provide resources when you yourself may be standing in need. But there's something that keeps you up at night, regardless of to all of the things that you do well, that one thing, what is that? And today I just want to talk about tapping into that passion and not approaching it like it's a task, but approaching it now as your assignment in life. It is your assignment. It's not just a task on a to-do list. This is your God gifting, your assignment, your reason that you exist on the face of this planet. While you are on earth, while you're taking advantage of the time, the precious commodity of time that you have, what is it that you're doing to pursue that passion? The whole point about passion is discovery. It's about discovering who you are and discovering how you are going to, in turn, impact the world. So discover the things that you enjoy, or that one thing. I'm not saying that you cannot be multidimensional in your passion, but there's something about being multidimensional and having passion. And what I mean by, let me step back a little bit and talk about being multidimensional. I'm usually, my story about being multidimensional, is usually confused with people thinking that I have no focus or no direction. I want to shed some light on that and just reframe how you should think about your life multidimensionally. That just simply means that all of the things that you're doing right now, it usually rolls up into one big ball, and it still equals that one level of passion, right? So for me, as an entrepreneur, as a corporate employee, as a colleague, as a teacher, as an instructor, as a student, I show up as the exact same person in any space I'm put in, even though I have multiple things going on, even as an author or a professional development trainer, a coach, or me putting myself in positions where I'm always learning something new. It doesn't matter. I'm authentically showing up in whatever environment that I show up in with that same burning passion. For one, the passion for me is motivating others. Now, you may say, hey, everybody, anybody can motivate somebody, right? They can. But there's an energy that I have been given by God that does not require caffeine, that allows me to motivate people in a way that I'm not even aware of. Let me say that again. It's in a way that I personally am not even aware of. There are things that I put down on paper, and the only thing that allows that word or those words to come to life on that paper is the passion that I have to invoke somebody else to do something, right? So it's not something that I can in and of myself do, but it is something that I have been gifted to do. And so because it is a gift, I have to use it. And it comes out in the passion that I share through podcasting, through training, through coaching, through having one-on-one conversations. Usually my one-on-one conversations, whether somebody calls me about a pair of shoes or whether they call me to say, hey, TK, I'm stuck. I'm stuck where I've stopped, and I just need a little bit of advice. That passion is going to show up regardless as to whether it was planned or not. Right. So the over encompassing dream or the passion that I have to inspire and motivate people, it's going to come out in every single area, whether I'm focused on one particular thing, or I'm multidimensionally using my gifts in other areas. So I just want to share that sometimes people who have multiple things going on, they feel like they are lost. And I just want to tell you, you're not lost. You just have to hone in on that particular passion. But let me just move just a little bit. Understanding your passion and pursuing it, sometimes it requires discovery and exploring new things. And as you matriculate in life, let me share with you, your passion sometimes will shift. Not that it will all the way change, but because you have now been exposed to other experiences and newfound journeys, and you've carved out other paths, you learned some things, you've heard some things, you've applied some things in life. Now listen, one thing about getting knowledge is also being able to apply it and then utilizing that knowledge with wisdom. And so as you discover new paths and as you walk into these newfound premises, what tends to happen is that you start to matriculate and you start to grow in your level of passion. And so how do you continue to do that? Well, let me just share a few tips with you. Number one, you can take classes. Now, anybody that knows TK knows I am going to be in a class for the rest of my life. I believe sincerely that I am never going to stop being in a class. I'm always in class, whether it's online, whether it's in person, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on, just reading a book. I'm always surrounding myself around knowledge and information. And guess what? It really doesn't matter what the topic is. I like learning something brand new, and I challenge myself in the areas that I'm not that strong in. So for instance, technically, financially, if I'm not strong in those areas, that's usually what I find myself gravitating to so that it can enhance what I already know. And also putting myself around people and inside of conversations, not me talking, but me listening, putting myself inside of conversations where others are speaking the language that I love. So if it's somebody that I want to listen to that's motivating people, guess what? I'm going to go listen to them regardless of the topic. Listen. Regardless of the topic. Stay with me. Regardless of the topic. If they are motivating me to change, if they are motivating me to challenge myself, guess what? I have to stay connected to that. And it allows me to garner the more information. And so you cannot shut down or shut out information just because it's unfamiliar. That's what you should run to. So, for example, if one of the things you want to do, if you wanted to climb trees when you were growing up and you wanted to do this and you wanted to take this on, guess what? Are you too old to climb a tree right now? Well, maybe. Maybe I won't encourage you to go climbing a tree, but maybe you can go to a rock climbing facility or something to that effect and just take, find a class that maybe helps you to hone that passion. While climbing a tree right now in this phase of your life may not be the one thing that you're going to go out and do. I don't want to see anybody climbing trees and you're over a certain age. I just don't want to see that unless you're up there trying to save a cat. I don't want to see you doing it. But if this is something that you are very passionate about and you want to continue to explore, there may be some things right now with the way the world has shifted and changed with technological advances, things of that nature. Go read an article. Go find something about climbing trees. Maybe now, instead of climbing trees, you can go figure out how you can plant trees. Maybe you can figure out how you can be a spokesperson about trees. You can actually always alter the way your passion is utilized inside of what you are passionate about by just being creative. That is a word that I just want to keep at the forefront of your mind. You have to be creative. You got to think outside of the box. You got to jump outside of the tree. Don't jump out of no tree either. But you've got to think outside of the box. You've got to turn over the leaf. I'm going to stay with the tree analogy. Y'all hear that, right? You got to turn that leaf over, and you have to be very convinced in your mind that if trees are your passion, you're going to figure out a way to make it something that's going to fulfill that passion. Another thing you can do, you can join a group. You can join groups that actually speak to your passion and have meetups about that. You can actually start your own group. You can do your own thing. And maybe you say, hey, I'm not that outgoing. I like to do that. Join, connect, you know, merge with other networking groups that actually speak to your passion. And listen, let me tell you this right here. You got to come in real close for this one, though. You don't have to pay for everything that you enter. You don't have to pay for every group that you are a part of. If every single time you're always finding yourself putting out money and putting out money and putting out money, and you're not finding anything complimentary in your sector, then you may need to revise how you are researching those opportunities, because there are so many, a plethora of opportunities out there that do not cost you anything except for a little bit of time, a little bit of open-mindedness. And yes, it may take a few groups to get to say this is a good fit for you, but guess what? You don't have to pay for everything. Different groups are free to join for the most part. And the ones that are very affordable, they don't necessarily carry the initial investment. But as you start in that group, they may share other ways that you can upgrade or other, you know, things that you can actually invest in. So just find a group that explores your interests and that helps you meet up and connect with other people. Why? Because now that conversation is going to be always at the forefront of your mind. It's going to be something that you can always think about, and you can always learn. You're never too old not to learn. So you're going to always learn something that you did not know. Trust me, you may hear the same thing, but it may be said in a way that now clicks, that turns the light on, and it connects in a different way. There's going to be something you're going to learn from somebody else that you really did not know. Another thing you want to do is read books. You're not feeling particularly adventurous, and you may not want to go out and join and connect with people, but you can definitely read a book. So I encourage you to go explore the world through words. Yes, go explore the world through words. And this is another way you can definitely pursue your passion. One last thing I want to share with you about pursuing your passion. Hone your skill. Get around something or someone where you can actually operate in that skill set. Do not allow anybody to tell you that you're not worthy or you're not worth it. Find the people who are your community, who are your group of people that are talking your language, and you start practicing that skill regardless of what's being said on the outside of you. These are just a few tips and a few ways that you can purely do for enjoyment, and you don't have to feel overindulged. You can continue to pursue your passion at the skill level you are currently on with the notion that you're going to just climb higher. Don't give up, because guess what, you all? Giving up is not an option. We have to take the words give up off of the ballot. Okay, there are a lot of check boxes that we can mark, but let's not mark that box that says give up. Let's not mark the box that says, oh, it's okay, I don't have to do it because everybody else is doing it. Oh, it's all right, I'm too old. Take those off the ballot. Take those words off the ballot. Put in your mind greatness. Put in your mind achieve. These are the words you need to start talking. Confidence, freedom. I have the right to belong. I have the right to do. I have the right to learn. This is how you start to enjoy your life and build up things that make you marketable, even more marketable than what you are right now. Listen, regardless as to what you're doing, maybe you're saying right now, my job does not meet my passion level. Guess what you need to start doing right now? You need to start looking at what you do right now and figuring out how your passion can sit inside of that. What can wake you up in the morning? How can you turn that job that you're working right now into something that you truly, truly can enjoy while thanking God for the fact that you can wake up, clock in, and do something great for the place you work, right? It's not always favorable. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying every manager is the best manager. I'm not saying every director is the best director. I'm not saying every job is the best job. But I am saying you can always make the best of a situation, knowing that, hey, if you're there, you belong there. And you can make the best of wherever you are. So listen, let's get our passion moving. Let's get that fire burning. Let's make sure that we are telling our story, even to ourselves, and connecting the dots that help us to pursue. Well, my friends, this has been TK on another episode of Working the Dash with TK. And I want to tell you, take care of yourself, take care of each other. Until next time, be blessed.